Welcome to the Bond Brain. And now, without further ado, here's your host, Bud West.
Welcome back to the Bond Brain for a look at some what I want to call Bond adjacent topics. Now, just like everyone else out there, I am sure that there are other podcasts and YouTube channels and blogs that you follow. We all have interests outside of the world of Bond. I know that we have members of the Bond community. They're big baseball fans and racing fans and are very much into history that doesn't really have any tie whatsoever to the plots of the Bond books or the Bond movies. So there are four YouTube channels that I follow, not necessarily religiously, a couple of them, but not all four. And they're all what I would call Bond adjacent. And that's why I use that phrase. Because though they don't necessarily have specific references to Bond, a couple of them do, but they really are meant for life advice, style advice, grooming advice, and things of that nature. The first one is a YouTube channel called The Style OG, and OG standing for old guy. Let's face it, folks, I'm 56, I'm barreling in on 57, so old guy is going to fit into my style. And the purveyor of the site, Jeffrey, kicks out a ton of content. I'm pretty sure he puts something up almost every day. But what he does is most of the things he goes into are style and clothing related, shoes, what to wear in the summer, what to wear in the fall. He's obviously been at this for quite a while. He gets into things like fragrances, and I really like his take on style. And he doesn't necessarily get too dressy. He'll talk about suits and the like with different videos over the years, but he seems to gear things together and with, you know, things to bring into your world and things to stay away from, how to look younger without looking like you're trying to look younger and things along those lines. So I really like Jeffrey's content, and I'm going to keep following it. I hope he keeps it up. Another one that I like is a man named Antonio, who has a YouTube channel called Real Men, Real Style. And he will get into not necessarily all for older men, but you can tell that it seems to be geared toward people of some means. In other words, you've got some cash to spend on clothing and shoes, and he gets into other things as well. He might touch on fitness, but he'll get into things like skincare. As a matter of fact, I think he is partners or owns a company that puts out men's skincare products. And he really has a great site with topics like, and one of the things I like the most is topics like wear this, but don't wear this. And he talks about things like how this makes you look sloppy and how you could just make minor changes to maybe some combinations there to get a more upscale look to your clothing. So Real Man, Real Style, his name is Antonio. And if you're bilingual and you also speak Spanish, he also puts out some Spanish content. I think Antonio has some really great content out there. And if you look through his videos, you will find several references to 007 and Daniel Craig. And he seems to realize how much the Bond movies really influence menswear styles throughout the entire world and how much of an impact it has on pop culture. The third one that I want to make reference to, and I watch this one somewhat religiously, is a YouTube channel called 40 Over Fashion. And the host of that, John, talks about a lot of the same topics that you see on Real Men, Real Style. The difference is with 40 Over Fashion is it is really geared toward older men, toward men that are over the age of 40, and I'm 40 is quite a ways back in my rearview mirror. So he really gears in on some of the same topics, but he gears them more toward older men, and that's why I like his channel in particular. One of the other things that it doesn't really affect me, and I kind of skip the videos, but he even talks about things like dating as an older man, or an older man dating a younger woman. Now, I've been married for 30 years. That doesn't concern me. I don't even watch those videos. But if you are an older guy, a single guy, he lives on his own. He even talks about things like traveling by yourself. And we have members of the Bond community that I know for a fact that are single guys, and they travel by themselves, and they like to travel by themselves. So there's a little bit of content out there for that fashion. So it's, in his case, it's not just necessarily style and fragrances and skincare. It's things along the lines of, you know, life advice and things that you can do to make things run more smoothly. And the final one is one that I go to occasionally. I don't necessarily spend a lot of time watching channels, but there is a channel on YouTube that does make 007 references on occasion called The Gentleman's Gazette. Now, the host, Raphael, is actually part of a team. There's two other individuals involved, one of which is a man named Rich, who gets into the history, in some cases, of certain menswear items, which I particularly find interesting. He does make some 007 references. As a matter of fact, and I cannot recall off the top of my head exactly which one of his videos, he actually has a video where he acknowledges the fact that, you know, there are people out there that key off of and gear into just the things we see in Bond movies. And as a matter of fact, he pulls up bondsuits.com, the website of Matt Spazer, the author, the co-author of From Tailors with Love with Peter Brooker, and he actually pulls up Matt's site. So obviously he looks for this kind of stuff and he's aware of that content, which is, you know, that's pretty common knowledge for us within the Bond community. But there are people from outside of the Bond community that are just into menswear and style that get into this. He will also talk about things like how upgrading your style and upgrading your look can change perception and confidence, and a lot of the topics that Paul Kiriazzi delved into in the book, How to Live the James Bond Lifestyle. So I kind of like that particular aspect. On top of the fact that there's one more thing that the Gentleman's Gazette gets into that the other three channels don't seem to have any content on, and that is because it is not just about presentation, it's also about lifestyle as much. Raphael will actually have videos on etiquette, table manners, and the like. And I think that's very valid content, particularly, you know, in the realm of today's day and age. There's a lot of people out there, folks, that just have absolutely no table manners at all. And that can be a pet peeve for some people. I don't really much care about it. I care about the way I present myself and the way I act. I don't care about the way that other people act. We all do things that we necessarily look back on and think, oh crap, I wish I hadn't have done that, or what the heck was I thinking? But it just talks about simple aspects of etiquette throughout your life. And so I think that that's a very valid topic when it comes to, you know, something that's titled The Gentleman's Gazette, and it comes into play from a Bond adjacent type of perspective. Those are four of the sites or four YouTube channels that I watch, I subscribe to, and I think they're worth your time. If you care about the way that you present yourself, if you care about upgrading your style, staying ahead of trends, if you're an older guy like myself and, you know, things to stay away from or use or not use, or even along the lines of accessories that you might wear in your person. So give these a chance, give these a look-see. It may be something you're interested in. And that is all I have for now. This is Bud West with the Bond Brain, and the Bond Brain will return.